أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
على كل حال انا كده ان شاء الله قاعد
هو الأذان كان المفروض يكون في التوقيت اللي أنا أسأله نعم عشان الأفضل يكون في أذان
هذا هو الأذان الأذان المسلم إن شاء الله
السلام عليكم
الله أكبر الله Oh. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين إن شاء الله and by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today is the beginning of a new series and this series by the title The Muslim Home. How that Muslim home should look like, and what is the character of the Muslim home, and what is the character of the people that they live in the Muslim home, and what is the purpose of the Muslim home, what is the goal of the Muslim home, and what is the role of every single person in the Muslim home, and also what are those elements that it can develop the Muslim home, and what are those elements that they are destroying the Muslim home. So inshallah, we want to start like we all now know. If you want to study anything, the best approach to it is to start by terminology, to see what the term exactly mean, and what is that driving to. So when you use the term, you will have a whole view or whole understanding of what it means and what it leads to. Let us start by defining the Muslim home. What is the definition of the Muslim home? A Muslim home is a temporary place in this life, housing a group of people. For what purpose? To develop a Muslim character. So the purpose of the Muslim home is to develop a Muslim character. Not for a people to live with each other. And if you noticed in the temporary, I mean in the word, when I, the first thing in the temporary, it is a place, it, the people live in it in a temporary basis. Not on a permanent basis. Why? Because the permanent basis is not in this life. The permanent basis is this life, on the hereafter, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grace. So in our heart, in our mind, we have all the time, when we act, when we live, when we are in this home, we are in a temporary basis. And what is the ultimate goal? Is to build the Muslim character. What is the Muslim character? And you're going to hear that a lot. the Muslim character. Basically, the Muslim character, they are the attribute and the behavior of the Muslim that they can make him stand out, that can make him different from others. That what make them, you can say, we even in our own speech, we say that person has a personality or has a character. That means he got some attributes, some behavior, make him or make her stand out. Kind of unique. The Muslim character also, it has a certain characteristic. And those characteristics, they don't belong to any group of people. They don't belong to any nationality. They don't belong to any race. They are those characteristics. They are Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defined them, and the Holy Quran defined them. So when we are now about to understand the Muslim home, and as long as the goal is the Muslim character, we have to understand what is the attribute of this Muslim character. To understand this attributes or what we are about to build, which is the Muslim character, we have to understand the stages of the development of Muslim character. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said what? A'udhu billahi min shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi sallatu wa sallam said what? Innama bu'ithtu li'utammima makarim al-akhlaq. I haven't been sent but to perfect your manners, your akhlaq, your behavior. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing Sayyidina Muhammad, he said what? وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. So the khuluq, this manner and behavior, it is a goal by its own self, but in Islam, it is a minimum requirement. What I mean by minimum requirement? To understand that it is minimum requirement or not, we have to understand what the character or how the character get developed. The Muslim character get developed. Imagine a fetus in his mother womb. He is every day developing, every day qualifying to live in the next stage. Imagine yourself in a mother womb, bigger, which is this life, and every day you have to develop so you can qualify to live in the next stage. But what is it that it's gonna develop? What it gonna define the minimum requirement in akhlaq? But how is it, what are the stages of this development? The first thing, we all Allah created us with what it called al-fitrah, the human instinct or the human nature. And unfortunately, when you study this and the attribute of this, you are not going to see too much difference between it and the nature of the animals, because it is what the purpose of it is, to survive, the instinct of to survive. Who is number one in your life? You, and also the animal. Whatever you are doing to please who? Number one. Is that right or wrong? Right or wrong based on the amount of benefit is coming from what you do, not right or wrong. Not lawful and forbidden. This animal instinct or this nature, it comes here, the value of having the message. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sended the message, what is the purpose of message? The purpose of message, you look at it as a tablet of the vitamins and a protein and whatever you need to develop the Muslim character. Don't worry about the body now. We are talking about the soul and the character. Once the Muslim nature or the human being nature will be exposed to the message of Islam and would understand it and commit to it, another creature will be created, another being will be developed, and that creature called what? The conscious. the conscience. Inshallah, I will talk about the details about these things, but let me go today through the cycle. So the conscience, which is basically very, very quickly, what does the conscience mean? Conscience means very quickly the ability to know what is right and do it and stand for it according to Quran and Sunnah. And know what is wrong and don't do it and fight it according to Quran and Sunnah also. Let the Quran and Sunnah define in your life what is right and what is wrong. And you stand by that. And the third attribute of the conscience is what? Al-Damir. The third attribute is what? Zikrullah. Remembering Allah all time. Or by another word, the beginning of the transformation of the process of being you number one to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life as number one. That is the damir, the conscience. I have a conscience with the message, the same message. Now I have it, my view to it will be different because this message gonna start to tell me not only what to believe in and what is right and wrong, but to tell me now I can see what to do. So now I have a conscience plus the message, what I ended up with, al-amal al-salih, the good deed. I have a good deed. I will have what is called the good deed. And the good deed, that means I'm going to start to do the right thing and stay away from the wrong things. And I am zikrillah, so alhamdulillah, I will start to do well. Now I am in the right direction. You see the development? Now I am doing the good deed. But still, with the message, the good deed, plus the message again, the same message again, what am I going to end up with? I'm going to end up with what it called makarim al-akhlaq, the best manners. Why? Because I'm doing a good deed. You will ask yourself, can I do it better? Can this one can do it even bigger? Can I do it a lot more? Maybe it was a weak point in doing whatever I do. I did it. I did something good, but it was a little bit of a show off involved. It was a little bit of a show off involved. I have to do what to develop. So what I end up here with, makarim al-akhlaq. Makarim al-akhlaq. Now I am in the stage of the makarim al-akhlaq. Plus the message again, what is going to develop? Going to develop al-inqiyad. Al-inqiyad, that means what? The submission to the will of Allah. Now it is not important what I want. What important is what Allah wants. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَانِ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, my prayer, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي and all the rituals, وَمَحْيَايَ, my life, and even my death, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. In this stage, who is number one? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where are you? You are the one who's speaking, but you are not number one anymore. Is there anything after that? Yes. If you are in the stage of the inqiyad, in the stage of the inqiyad, which is the submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the message again, it is the same book, and believe me, the same teaching of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you see it different, and you hear it different, and understand it different, so the impact will be different. And the development in your character will be different. So after al-inqiyad and after the submission, what's going to happen? So we are studying about the stage of the inqiyad or the submission. Add to it the message again, we will come to what? Al-ridha. The satisfaction. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu. There is nothing after that. Imagine yourself behaving in life with confidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never harm you. You are in the custody of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are under his protection and under his eye. And Allah favor you. You will never know that, but your heart may be feel it. Radiallahu anhum wa radu anhu. Radiallahu anhum. That is the ultimate goal. There is nothing else. But how about radu anhu? They are pleased with him. That means what? They get to the stage. Whatever happened, good. As long as it is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's good. No more good and bad coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only good. Give me a hardship, I am satisfied. Give me prosperity, I am satisfied. Make me rich, I am satisfied. Make me poor, I am satisfied. Make me ill, I am satisfied. Make me healthy, I am satisfied. Every and anything he gives and made, radiyat. I am satisfied. Alhamdulillah. But what is my problem? My problem is easy. What am I going to do with what Allah gives me? If he give you health, what am I going to do with it? If he give me a sickness, what am I going to do with it? If you give me prosperity, what am I going to do with it? Give me a poverty, what am I going to do with it? How am I going to use whatever he gives me to get closer? Because feeling connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it tastes so sweet. So you make you so contained. Allah is the one who taught your mother how to hug you. Regardless what is your background, who can compare his mother hug with any other hug? Out of the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you feel you are under the custody by your own will in that. These are the stages of the Muslim development. The Muslim character development. And these are the stages that every single person in the family is responsible for to make sure the others will go through it. See? So if the Muslim home, the goal of it, is the ultimate goal of it, is to develop the Muslim character. Right? So we all have to help each other to go through all of these stages. So homes is no more. The places where we eat, and the places where we sleep, and the places where we watch television, and the places where we reside for a while, and after that the kids grow up, and everybody after that goes his own way. No, look at it, your home is like a factory. Factory, it got to be in activity in the sense of 24/7. And the purpose of those 24/7 is to develop a character. And what is the attribute of this character? What is the goal here? Radiallahu anhu wa radu anhu. In the first few ones, up to makarim al-akhlaq, we all have to work on it. We all have to work on it. We have each other in it. But when it comes to the last two, sorry, no one gonna help you. You have to do what? You have to do it by your own. But to get to that stage, that means the father did his job, The mother did his job, her job, and the brother did his job, and the sister did her job, and everybody in the family did his job. So the minimum requirement expected out of the Muslim family is what? Makarib al-akhlaq. But the submission is going to have to come from the person himself. The rida, the acceptance, is going to have to come from whom? From the person himself. I cannot train you to accept. And I cannot train you to be satisfied. And look at the beautiful antibiotic. The beautiful antibiotic that Sayyidina Sulaiman giving to his son. Sayyidina Luqman giving to his son. Ya Bunay, la tushrik billah. Oh my son, never commit association with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is not teaching him anymore. He is not training him anymore. But he is kind of advising him. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our gathering. And to make every and each one of us a good active partner in building a Muslim homes, inshaAllah ta'ala. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. إن شاء الله in that part of the khutbah, the last one, I will go very very quickly again, very quickly to what is the stages of the Muslim character development. And so inshallah they will stay in our mind, and this gonna be the approach. That gonna be the approach that we will use when we go back home. When we go to our homes, now we know that your job is to develop the character of whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trusted with, which is can be your spouse, and it can be your children, and it can be even your parents, whomever in your household. You are responsible for that. So the stages, very simple, is how to turn the Muslim nature or the human being nature to be turned to conscious. We need the person. What we are missing in the Muslim Ummah is a people with consciousness. Only missing people with conscience. And if you don't have a conscience, don't worry about anything else. The message will lead to conscience. Conscience will lead to amal al-salih, the good deed. Good deed will lead to makarim al-akhlaq. Makarim al-akhlaq will lead to al-anqiyat, or the good deed will to the good manners, and good manners will gonna lead to the submission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the submission will lead to what? To the satisfaction. So inshaAllah ta'ala, I hope this is a big series, and inshaAllah I hope that it will be beneficial. And if you have any comment on that, on this series, get in touch with Dr. Ali. And Dr. Ali and I in touch with all the time with each other. And inshaAllah ta'ala, we will try as much as possible is to get to our homes. So our homes, inshaAllah, will be the fruit of our life. And our homes, bi'iznillah ta'ala, will be our good deed, bi'iznillah. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance and blessing. And ask us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our God gathering and forgive all our sin and all our mistakes and all our shortcomings, and give us the wisdom and the courage to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad and apply them in our life, so we can live in peace and we can die in peace, and in the hereafter we live in peace And inshallah we'll be among the companions of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. عباد الله قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحوا عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حيا